Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for being a listener.
KeithandtheGirl.com/standupathon. It was so much fun. You have it. Now you have to vote in your receipt. Whether you were a Kickstarter supporter or you paid a mere $5 for it, you have a link that tells you how to vote. Vote. Vote now. It is the final time to vote.
There's just a couple more days left to vote, so make sure you do it now.
I'll tell you who was there that day. And I know you love her because you voted for her as best new guest of 2017. Host of Teen Mom Trash Talk podcast, my boo, Tracy Carnazzo.
It was me. I was there.
Yeah.
You cracked the code.
It was me.
You're so good at this.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. So Tracy has been listening to the show. Next thing you know, I have her toothbrush, her soap, her toaster oven. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
April 13th, 14th, and 15th is Keith and the Girl Week. Tracy will be part of the festivities.
All over it. We sprinkled her everywhere.
I'm so excited.
I told you Friday, April 13th.
We're having a cornhole competition. There'll be lots of other games. You know those giant Jengas?
Yeah.
You got a giant Jenga.
Of course, that's what Instagram's all about.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Picture Jenga, but if you lose, you break a toe. That's what these blocks are like.
And I don't know if you saw our cornhole. We have specially made cornhole for
I saw them on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Obviously.
We're having a competition. The winner gets a lifetime membership to our VIP program. A lifetime membership.
I'll be bringing over games from Pound Town.
Those are good ones.
We'll have time to hang out, get to know each other, and we'll have very inexpensive beer, liquor, wine, that kind of thing, because I love watching drunk people now.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's weird because I never played cornhole, but that was my nickname in college.
I'm not sure why.
I just saw the board and I'm like wondering if...
You know what? We were doing pictures for Instagram with the cornhole thing, and Julia's throwing it. She's like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. She didn't miss one.
Yeah, beginner's luck. Or she's scamming you guys.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, I fired her on the spot.
Oh, good. Yeah, get her out of here.
That's a quick scam. I've never done this before. Gold. Okay, I guess you tricked me. KeithandtheGirl.com/tickets is where everything is at. So you have Friday, April 13th. Then on Saturday, April 14th, a live Keith and the Girl show. Tracy will be part of that, of course.
Yeah, I will. Oh, I'm so excited.
Talking about a landlord that said, hey, come into my apartment, you know, come into an apartment in my building, but I want everybody to think that you're my mistress.
Isn't that great?
That is.
I don't even know where to begin to understand that. So I'm looking forward to my show.
It's a really good, there was a notarized letter involved.
That night, you can't say that Pod Wars. With podcasts going against different podcasts. For example, Tracy and her co-host from Teen Mom Trash Talk will be playing against Andrea and Emily from the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
Oh, we're going to whip their asses so bad.
We'll be playing against Alyssa Lamparis and Mae Wilkerson.
Oh, fuck those bitches.
Of Crazy in Bed. Oh, it's going to be such a good time. Make it a day if you're free that day, you know? And then Sunday, April 15th.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
Yeah.
And your birthday is the day
after. My birthday's the day after.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And it's my yearly stand-up show that I'm getting very excited about. I've been doing it in my apartment alone, and it's been going splendidly. But it takes so long to get through because I can only imagine how wild the crowd's going to be. And I have to be like, hi, guys. Okay.
You pause for applause.
Yeah, that's enough. I have to go. Well, thank you, but please.
I read a stand-up and I wrote like LOL on so many parts. And then I was like, we talk about it afterwards, and I go, I wrote 101 all over this. I don't know what. Oh yeah, LOL. Sorry.
But I'm very excited. So keithandthegirl.com/tickets. If you're available all 3 days. Get the pass for the weekend. A t-shirt gets thrown into that.
You didn't say what's happening, especially on the 15th.
Oh, I'll tell you what's happening.
What's happening?
The great Tracy Carnazzo will be performing stand-up to get you dripping.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Keith, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Is your stand-up, you're only doing like 10 minutes because you actually put in time to pause for applause.
It's that's how it seems, but it is you'll still get your time's worth, but actual words only take about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like you're going to say a joke, wait like 5 minutes for the applause break. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever feels.
Right.
So if it changes in real time,
right.
Now we got a show, right? Who knows what's going to happen. So come on by, please. I'm very excited.
Go to keithandthegirl.com/tickets.
Tracy, I follow your Twitter. You know that.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Now, sometimes I see these tweets and I can't help. Are they being subtweeted to me?
Everything's about you.
At Trixie Tuzini writes, how many years should you live with your boyfriend before he posts a picture of you on Instagram?
How did I know that you were going to pull that? When I tweeted that, it was very late at night when I tweeted that. What's the time?
I just see.
Time Mark's- to get ill.
It was definitely time to get ill.
It was the other day.
It was around midnight.
Okay.
And I did that. And I was like, Keith is going to rip me apart for this one.
He's going to print this one out.
Yeah. So I got a few different answers.
Okay. That of how many years you should be with somebody before the other person acknowledges you're alive.
Right. So my boyfriend actually saw this tweet.
Okay.
And he saw me write it. He was looking over my shoulder as I wrote it.
It was his computer.
He was looking over my shoulder, and then he said to me, he pretended like he wasn't watching my tweet, right? Okay. And then a minute passed, and then he goes, 10 years.
Okay, because it's cute.
Yeah. He said something like 10 years. And right. I was like, yeah.
How long have you been together?
Almost two.
Okay. If I asked him how long?
who knows? He would be like, who are you referring to exactly?
So you guys live with each other?
Yeah, we live together.
How long has it been?
Living together?
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half.
Do any of your friends like him?
Yeah. My friends do like him, actually. Yeah.
I met him. He's so nice to me.
Yeah, no, right. He's super. He's a sweetheart.
My Lord. Peter denied Jesus last time. See what I'm saying?
Keith, are you just trying to fuck me? Because I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm saying if there was a rooster in
here, I'm just letting you know.
It would lose its voice. This is crazy.
Listen,
and it has to be
just because
so bad for your self-esteem.
Everything's fine, okay? I feel fine about myself. Just because you're my boyfriend,
you're that meme with the dog. He's
wait, yes, you like that one? I sent that to you, right?
He's having dinner.
He's having a cup of coffee.
Whole house is burning down
amidst a barrel of flames.
And what's he say?
Everything is fine. Yeah. He said, this is fine. That's what he said. And that is how I feel my life is going. Just because my boyfriend won't post a picture of me or acknowledge me on social media or mostly in public, does not mean that everything's not great with us. Right. That's what you see. This is the misconception.
It's the rest of the world, Keith.
Right.
Now, is it he's ashamed of you, you're a brash person, or is it he would like to be seen as single?
I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with B. Just because I'd like to think that I am a polite princess.
Right. Because of that, you'll pick the worst one.
Right. Also because that's what I really feel.
Do you think he's cheating on you?
Not actively.
Okay. The cheating that's more emotional.
Do I think that...
He knows it's out of line.
Do I think people that don't know me... Like, you know, his separate friends that don't know who I am, like, do they know he's in a relationship? No.
But where do they think he lives?
You know, it depends, really. Mm. Sometimes he hasn't really, but he used to post things like, you know, about how he lives, you know, in Brooklyn with his mom.
And he's another comedian. So that's what's so interesting, right? Is that the word?
Interesting is definitely the word. It is interesting. Listen, I think it's working great. You know, everything's working out great for me.
If a man acknowledged you.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know what to do at this point.
Right. Your mind would explode.
Right. Like if you and I were dating, which we are.
Right.
And then.
Hey, why not? I acknowledge you just the same.
But that's like, I feel like you acknowledge me more.
I probably do.
And it kind of freaks me out. And I think I go silent when you acknowledge that we're together. Because I don't know what to do.
You said we're friends. What is your hang up?
Yeah.
Why are you?
Like, I don't want to cock block you or anything because you're having, you know, relations or whatever with women. So I don't want to, you know, if they're listening, like, I don't want them to think that we're sleeping together, you know, but we are, but, you know.
I've read that women like it when other women like them.
Yeah, they do.
They can't help it.
Yeah, that's why a lot of men, I heard, not a lot, but some men wear a wedding ring.
Yeah.
Like a fake wedding ring and then pick up a lot of hoes at the bar.
But you know what's fun is when people do tactics like that, they're the same ones who call women crazy. They're like,
oh, of course, but every single man calls women crazy.
But that's who you wanted to attract, is the person who would want to take you away from the what? Like specifically, yes. You wanted that. And then you go, you're crazy. I didn't expect you to do what? Right.
She boiled my daughter's bunny. It was so weird. I don't know why.
How about we have sex immediately under lies. Right. And then you change your whole personality and be a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Fatal Attraction?
Yeah. Oh, that was a great movie. Oh, so I will not good. Be ignored, Dan. I did it too well.
They had good sex, if you remember, is in the kitchen.
It's always the best sex. Yeah.
It's so easy to have good sex when your wife is out of town and you don't have to deal with your kid for 5 seconds. You're neglecting your work and Monday morning comes by. Oh, is that when you're having good sex? No, that's when you're freaking out because you knocked up the fucking...
Oh, that was great. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert from a 25-year-old movie.
Right. And nobody knows what happens in this horror movie. No, it's great sex because when he's done, he didn't have to make the kids breakfast.
Yeah.
He can just lay there and breathe.
Let me tell you, it's not a horror movie. It's a love story.
Thank I love you. It. I've been saying that for years.
Yes, this is how we should go about our life. Absolutely.
Spice it up a little bit.
Your wife ends up having to kill your lover because you're a fucking idiot and can't take care of absolutely anything. You couldn't even take care of not getting her pregnant. You fuck.
Honestly, that's very realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got to do this now.
Yeah.
You couldn't pick up your socks. You couldn't put the dishes in the dishwasher. And now you couldn't even cheat on me properly. Mm-hmm. And now I got to murder this woman.
Yeah. While there's a leak in the fucking new bathroom.
Step away.
But isn't it funny, the man and the writer who did this movie, you know it was a man.
Avi.
Had to make her go beyond crazy. Like she had to scream and cry and scratch things and break things when she was by herself. She couldn't just go, no, you did this and now I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, it has to be a crazy bitch. Meanwhile, all of her emotions are justified.
Right.
I'm not saying she should follow them to the fucking...
Right, like maybe don't boil the bunny because, you know, we're...
We're kind of... Have some pasta.
Right. Just boil some pasta.
Yeah. Oh, super quick. You're a true crime enthusiast, right?
Super quick, I am. And by the way, if we don't talk about this now, when? There's a new podcast called Deliberations, and it's great for people like me when you love the crime drama, when you love the what the jury talks about. And you watch these, and you go, are they listening to different things than I am?
What is going on in this jury room?
That's what this podcast Deliberations is about. In each season of Deliberations, a controversial trial is scripted and recorded, then played for a jury of improvisers. They react, debate, argue their opposing interpretations. You're part of all of it. The goal of the podcast is to place listeners directly inside the Deliberations room, and it succeeds. Visit Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, your favorite podcast directory, and search for Deliberations. Again, that's...
Deliberations.
Nice, Hamda. You were listening. I'm reading a story about a Long Island judge. He was busted with pocketfuls, caught red-handed and pink-handed and blue-handed, panties. He confessed to the cops that stealing panties from his neighbors was a thing that he couldn't help doing. He loves thongs. This is a judge.
Wait. From people's homes?
Yes.
He would break in.
Has he heard of the internet?
Yeah, has he heard of Wendy Starling?
Right.
They're not even that expensive.
He admitted stealing his 23-year-old neighbor's underwear on previous occasions.
Long Island people, stay.
What part of Long Island?
Away.
Pervertville.
All of it. My brother just
probably
moved
Suffolk.
There.
Where do you move?
East Islip.
Far.
East Islip is where this judge was
at. Yeah,
terrible place.
Suffolk, like I said.
So he would do it often and then got caught one day with... Filled with underwear, his pockets.
But let me tell you how much that guy's a fuck. Because, okay, in the justice system, in like the government, what all these systems cover each other. The cops cover each other. You get caught with like extra weed that you no cop is going to be like, excuse me. So you're a judge who got caught and you're in the paper, you're hated.
Yeah, those cops should have really covered up for you.
The judge is who gets paid to not talk about
it. What happened to
it?
The corruption?
But if I was put in jail and this judge was my judge, I certainly would try to appeal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what you're saying is that people are human and even judges make mistakes?
Is this human? Because I'll tell you something, Tracy. I've apparently never made a mistake in my life.
Do you know how much underwear are? Like a nice thong. Victoria's Secret, they have sales. I think they're like 5 for $35. That's like a sale.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even cover your ass cheeks.
That is a lot of money.
He was carrying a raincoat with additional undies stuffed in its pockets from earlier when he would go through this woman's residence.
Insulated with panties.
I went into the house to take the panties again. The panties I had on me are from the other time I went into the house.
He carries them around to his...
He's a hoarder. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's a married father of three, the kids being 9, 11, and 13.
They're old enough to
9/11. Ooh, crack the code there.
Prosecutors, without identifying anyone, said the investigation had turned up five victims. He was relieved indefinitely of all judicial duties and barred from entering into any courthouse or other court system facility.
Except when he's called in for
jury duty.
The state court of appeals will determine whether he will be suspended. And will that be with paid or unpaid leave? That's a debate.
Paid leave. Okay. Another thing is he is so sloppy because you've had underwear missing. You think you left it somewhere or
the laundromat or it got stuck to the inside of the barrel of the washing machine.
You might have thrown it out without really like,
right. Oh, it's in the backseat of my car. I get it.
Yeah. I can't keep track of this. So he was so sloppy that people noticed their undies missing, noticed somebody like must have come in. Yeah, so you broke in and just went through my underwear drawer and I could feel it. That's pretty bad. That's a bad thief. Bad thief.
I think
bad.
He wanted to get caught.
Maybe it's part of it.
Well, he's pleading not guilty. So he said all this to the cop.
Oh, come on.
Nothing to see here.
Well, listen, maybe he knows better than us. He's a judge, so he probably knows what he's doing.
That's right. True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Isn't he facing something crazy, though? Like 15 years?
You know what? I don't even get excited.
My mother was talking about that at Easter.
Oh, this is Easter conversation. Yes.
Well, the thing is it's not just panties. He's breaking and entering several times. So each time he breaks.
It's not. Listen, let's get real. This is not about the panties. This guy is breaking into people's houses. Mm-hmm. He's not stealing them out of the dryer at the laundromat, which is what he should be doing.
Yes. No. Way more understandable. Really,
yeah. He doesn't want them clean.
Right. Well,
then he should be stealing them somewhere where dirty laundry is.
Like somebody's bedroom. This is what he's saying. He's like, are you even listening, people?
It's harder than you think.
Where else would I go? The library?
Aren't there vending machines for this in like Asia?
Then I got to go to Asia.
Yeah, I got to.
There's also, like I said, Craigslist. Like there's not.
Do I go declare it? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Now for $5 a month, I would give him all of my jockey panties.
But this is what he's like. He's like, now everybody's trying to help me. Right. This is what I'm looking for, right?
He should have posted on Facebook.
We just found a place to stay in LA. Now we're getting offers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's how life works. So he's like, oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
By the way, speaking of a place to stay in LA, I just want to thank Allison because I was like, hey, Allison, what you doing between these dates? How's your apartment? And she's like, I smell your desperation. Come stay.
Also, is she coming here to stay in your, are you swapping?
No, she's given us her entire apartment.
Is she moving far away?
She's staying with her girlfriend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And we're staying there. Hubby Face is coming. Andrea's coming. And we get to stay in Hollywood.
Oh, I love it.
Right by Runyon Canyon, which is my favorite.
Oh, my God. I do. There's good coyote sightings. That's what I like about it.
Well, now I don't like it anymore.
No, I like it. Coyotes are like very cute dogs.
And fantastic wombats. You'll love it.
I really do love a good.
Snakes.
Why did you just say coyote?
Coyotes are adorable. Have you seen a coyote?
No, I want to keep it that
way. They're so cute. They're more scared of you than they are, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay. They're not going to bite you.
Right. And when you live with someone, they have to respect you.
You know, do they?
Oh, Andrew was attacked by a coyote. They're not friendly. They steal dogs. I know.
They do steal dogs, but you don't have a dog, so you're good.
Andrea has killed things with her bare hands. I don't care if she sees a coyote. If I see a coyote with Andrea, I'm fine.
Yes, agreed. But if I see anything with Andrea, I feel safe.
But these are just coyotes. I don't know that she's on every hike with me. Get the fuck out of here.
You're fine.
You know that Andrea took a snake one time, waved it over her head,
yeah,
slammed it. To kill it. Now, this snake was attacking her
friend. It
was a
bad snake. Bad snake. Okay.
Yeah. So she saved her friend by grabbing the tail,
swinging
it, and mercy killing it.
Yeah.
Something, I'm fucking bastardizing.
Mercy killing it. Henda doesn't know what, mercy killing it?
Well, because something happened to it. It was like half dead, and she had to like fully kill it.
She when smacked it on the table.
Yeah, it's not mercy killing when she makes the half dead
part. She sacrificed it to the gods.
I have killed you, and now it's going to be a mercy killing. I will fully kill you.
That's what I claimed when I got caught. The judge told me it was. He was like, just say it was a mercy killing.
She fought a coyote.
She fought a coyote. This is a real story.
No, she fought a coyote.
She killed a snake. She fought a coyote. Is she human?
I don't know. She's Canadian. Does that help?
So we got Julia, who lies about playing. Cornhole.
Yeah, I mean, she does, though. She's literally trying to swindle you. That's what it's called, a swindle.
So we got some superheroes.
Yeah, you guys have some characters in here. I don't feel safe. Where's my bag?
So speaking of judges, DMX.
Speaking of judges.
Yes.
Only God could judge me in DMX.
Right. Well, I mentioned this before. There's a website, isdmxinjail.com, and it's constantly updated, and it just flipped over to yes.
Yeah, but he's not going to be in for long. He has enough money, or he has people with money that are going to bail him. So is DMX like in jail for a few minutes?
No. No, this is tax fraud.
Oh, that's not great.
This is major. He has a lawyer who said, I would like to play songs of DMX's so that he could be understood easier because he doesn't know how to express himself necessarily in court.
No, like a bark? Like he just wanted,
he's an actual dog, Your Honor.
And no. What's my name? Your Honor, I would
motherfucking
like.
DMX. No, nothing.
So the lawyer sends over song lyrics to the judge, about five song lyrics.
Right.
Five songs.
The judge gets lit, right?
And says, could I play some of these songs in court? And the judge says, I'll let you play one.
Yeah, well.
What does he choose?
I feel like that means the judge just wants to throw him in jail.
If it's important, it's a female judge, and she plays Slippin'.
Okay.
Innocent.
Dismissed.
Yeah. That was the remix of that commercial from the 90s.
Yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up. That was just a remix.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I love DMX. Mm-hmm. I think he's great. I don't think he should be in jail.
Agreed.
Even if he did fraud those taxes.
Agreed.
Right. Let's go through other things that you love.
Okay. I'll tell you, this is just like, it's jogging my memory, right?
Right.
So what happened was, very long story short, I had a friend and she was dating this rock star. And then they stopped seeing each other, but they were still friends. And then he got married and he had adopted some children with his wife. And then he had plotted her murder. His wife's murder. He had paid someone at his gym to kill his wife.
He's not plotting well.
No, he's not plotting well because it was I think the person, it was like a sting operation. They heard that he wanted to kill his wife. So the guy that he told went to the cops and they had him introduce him to the detective and said like, he's a hitman. And he actually gave him like a down payment for the murder.
This is a friend of yours?
This is this guy that I know. My friend had dated him. So he went to jail. And I'm pretty sure he's still in jail or he was on house arrest for a while. I'm not really sure. But I called the jail because I wanted to know more. And jail tells you everything if you call jail.
Oh, I didn't know you
Oh, yeah. This is jail. Everything is like public record. So they told me, they were like, yeah, he's in custody and he has not been bailed and blah, blah, blah. So I told a friend of mine that worked for, you know, a blog, like a metal blog. It was like a metal band and he put my tip up and he was like, yeah, Tim's still in jail. And then he was like, thank you for the tip, Tracy Carnazzo. And that is forever on the internet right there for everyone to read.
How come we didn't say that when we opened the show as part of your credits?
Oh my gosh.
What kind of team are we working
Isn't
with
that
here?
Crazy?
People, get on your shit.
I think it was like Metal Injection or something. And I was like, oh, come on guys. You got to name my name?
Yeah.
That I gave weird. You a tip for this murderer?
I mean, could you just say Tracy?
Yeah, I hope he's still in jail because he's going to get me.
Today's snitch of the month.
Oh, yeah. My God.
What'd this guy do again?
He plotted the murder of his wife.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, they were getting divorced and he wanted the custody of the kids. So, you know, you kill her.
That's the way to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's getting custody now, by the way.
Hey, sure.
If my name was out there, I'd be on his side too, you know? You know what? I can see. So they play Slippin' by DMX and DMX starts, you know, rocking his head.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
This is a good song. Oh, it's mine. Oh, right.
Don't have a song with police sirens in the background. I mean, they're always after you, even in the studio.
Isn't that song the one that says, kill the pigs, kill the pigs? No.
Well, I'm just picturing what would you play? You know, what would you play? Your Honor, DMX would like to say something, but in song form. Well, you may have been in jail before. Suck my dog. Can somebody read that back to me, please?
Something about being in jail before, suck my dick. Well, man, I got the kryptonite.
I smack him with my dick and a mic. All right, strike that from the record.
Right.
Bitch, please.
Okay, very good. Maybe stop with the songs is my recommendation.
Niggas want to fight me, fight these kids.
All right, we're going to give you 5 years.
just for the music.
Right.
I don't even know what else you did.
Before, how did the lawyer even come up with that?
$1.7 million in taxes is what he was evading. He's 47.
Can he just pay the fine?
You know what I find interesting about these kinds of cases, because they're tax fraud related?
Right.
He didn't do his taxes. Like, he didn't sit, it was accountants.
Of course, it's always the accountants.
Yeah, I think it's weird that they don't get into any trouble if they don't.
Same, because I got to tell you, without getting into too much detail, I got audited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I had to pay back money, and it's like, okay, you're giving me way too much credit. You think that I did any of these numbers on this form? And they're like, well, you signed it. I'm like, right, but I'm just saying, you think that I knew what I was signing?
And honestly, since we're talking, I don't know if I signed it. Right.
To be honest with me, there were years that I didn't sign my taxes, that I just told my accountant to do whatever.
They get to do, we've had accountants sign for things because you give them.
Yeah, you give them permission.
Yeah. And so I think it's weird. This is 1.7 that he evaded. So that means, we're talking about at least $10 million, right?
Okay, so that was the 1.7 that he was supposed to pay on the money.
Yeah.
So can he just pay it back and then we just high five?
They probably asked him and he kept saying,
suck my dick.
He was accused of hiding money from the IRS from 2010 to 2016, largely by maintaining a, quote, cash lifestyle. He says, I knew that taxes needed to be paid. I hired people, but I didn't follow up. You know, the part where you have to pay the money. I didn't follow up. I guess I really didn't put too much concern into it. I never went to the level of tax evasion where I'd sit down and plot like a criminal in a comic book. Suck my dick. And let's see. Prosecutors had pushed for Simmons to get a sentence from 4 years and 9 months up to 5 years in prison.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's too much. That's too much. Just pay the money back and let's be on our way.
That's a fucking long time.
But they gave him 1 year in prison for tax fraud.
Oof.
I hope that's going to be a really nice prison. I hope it's like Martha Stewart prison. He doesn't deserve that.
I think they should give him a dog bowl. A place to run around.
Dog prison?
Yes.
Yes. No, that's not nice, though.
Yeah. It's funny. He was like, no, I wasn't plotting. I just did it.
Right. But but what he's saying is I didn't pay the money, but I didn't be like, oh, this is my master plan. He was just like, I don't know how to do this stuff. And no one told me to pay it again.
Well, I mean, you don't follow up. I get it. But it's just interesting.
I don't follow up. Like, if I owe you money. And you never asked for me, again.
They were asking.
Yeah, they found a way.
I'm
to
just
ask.
Gonna.
Let me tell you something. He doesn't follow up, but they follow up.
Right.
They follow up, but it's very weird to have a debtor's prison. It's just very weird.
But when it's 1.7 million, you kind of get it.
So just pay it.
Right.
The problem with this prison system, okay, let's get a little deep here.
Mm.
I have a really big problem with the prison system.
What are you talking about?
I have a huge problem. There are too many people like this in jail. There are too many non-violent criminals in jail. There are too many mentally ill people. There are too many people that abuse drugs that are not supposed to be in jail. They're supposed to be in treatment centers and, rehabilitation facilities. And this is insane. And we are literally packing our jails with people that are not dangerous to society.
And building more jails.
Yeah.
More jails.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
And not feeding people well. Yep. And not giving them proper support.
There's a lot of abuse. It's really, I'm over it. Let DMX out. I'm going to start the campaign. I'm going to start a GoFundMe. Get DMX out of prison.
Yeah, but he won't pay taxes on that.
Free
He'll
DMX.
Keep going in.
I'm not
going
to pay taxes on it either. And I'm going to keep all the money. But you know what?
If somebody says to me, who did DMX hurt? I would say, probably somebody.
That's pretty racist.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about a dog human. Okay, they can't help themselves.
Okay, honestly, that's the best kind of human. But I love dogs.
He's never been violent or anything. He's just.
Why would you go for that? Why would you just guess he wasn't?
I don't know.
That's unracist.
Tax?
That's the opposite
evasion? I don't know.
What was he in jail for?
There's a website called DMXinJail.com.
Yeah, but maybe it's for having a gun in the club. something silly. Like a rapper thing.
All right, let's go back for 1 second. I was talking about the guy that was stealing underwear.
Yeah,
what do you do? Where do you get underwear from? I'm going to tell you because I realized I'm saying don't be going into people's houses taking underwear. I'm not telling you what to do about it.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's where I get my underwear.
Okay.
MeUndies. It's a company with the softest, greatest underwear. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh my God, am I wearing them right now? Yes, I am.
Let me say.
MeUndies.
Oh, those are so cute. I don't have underwear on though.
Okay, that's fine.
I probably need.
That's why we're bringing this okay. up, Tracy.
This is an intervention.
There's a small odor in the air.
Oh boy.
Let me tell
you how to fix that.
I've gotten a compliment on my underwear every time I wore MeUndies and took my pants off. That's the truth.
Wow.
Think about that.
I'm literally thinking about that right now.
All right.
I'm taking them off.
MeUndies has an exclusive offer for any first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping. They know you'll love them. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know about lensing micro model? I don't, but they use it.
I can feel it.
And I can feel it, and it's fantastic. Just sexy underwear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the woman goes, whoa.
Do you do it like a banana hammock? Or
I have these the briefs, but they hold nice, but yeah. I can still breathe, that kind of thing.
Boxer briefs.
To get your 20% off your first pair, free shipping, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/KATG. That's MeUndies.com/KATG. Okay.
Did it.
Okay. Wow.
Gonna do it again.
You know what I heard, by the way, speaking of the future? And I say that because, you know, getting underwear delivered, that's the future to me. There's an Amazon bookstore in Manhattan, 34th Street. So the future of the internet is brick and mortar. How exciting. You know, is it just laughing at Barnes & Noble at this point? Is it laughing at Borders?
You think it's just like a place to buy drugs?
I think it's just a fuck you. Look what we did. We took you out of business. Look what else we can do. We can have an actual store if we wanted to.
Mm. Everything's going backwards.
They are taking over the world.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed that I'm doing something crazy. I'm using Amazon so much that I'm buying things sometimes for more money than it is in the store.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa.
Convenience.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I picture, you know, having a kid and the kid going, yeah, dad, why wouldn't you rather go in a real bookstore? You know, and browse and touch and feel and look at any page you want, you fucking old man. And then you got to take your kid's head and shove it into
you
the
wouldn't
oven
do
and
that.
Slam it.
You would be the guy saying we have to go to the bookstore. I don't like using the internet. I don't like using internet money.
But what would
I want to go? You'd go there and buy in cash.
Sure. But what would bother me is the kid acting like, yeah, dad, everything's on the computer. And when the computer people puts it in real stores, they'd be like, yeah, dad, why wouldn't we want that?
Yeah. And then your kid would get driven there by a robot car to the bookstore.
And end up dead.
Right.
I hate your kid. Your kid's a dick.
Yeah.
I'm not carrying your child.
You should kill that kid. Yeah.
Kenda, I got to stop you right there. I want to tell you about a show. It's called Inbox. It's a podcast about two guys that go through your inbox. Why you would be so stupid to let them, I don't know, anything for attention. But they go through your inbox.
That sounds terrifying.
And they out whatever's in there. Whether it's a draft you didn't send to a loved one, or it's an email coming in about you have a lost kid.
Oh my God, my draft is full of terror.
Why would anyone do this? I don't know. But why people would listen, I do know. It's from Nicole Dressbell, writer for Chris Gethard's show, Wet Hot American Summer.
I love her.
Matt Straub, he's an Emmy Award winner. He's no slouch. And they go through your inbox. Like you said, I can't keep repeating myself. I'm wasting time from you hearing it. Check out Inbox now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your favorite shows. Richard Simmons was ordered to pay $130,000 after he sued the National Enquirer for saying that he was a transgender person.
Why?
Wait, what? This,
what?
I'm confused.
Well, I'm not sharing any more.
No, come on.
But obviously, there's more.
Oh, no, okay. That was it.
You know what? You pause. We thought we'd chime in. Sorry, buddy.
Following an unsuccessful...
You sleep with this guy? Keep going.
Not anymore.
Following an unsuccessful defamation lawsuit, the fitness guru must pay the attorney's fees for National Enquirer, Radar Online, and their publisher.
When they do that with the attorney's fees, I feel like they should pay minimum attorney's fee, not like the ones that you hired, the ones with like a reasonable price.
Right. More than 6 months after dismissing Richard Simmons' defamation lawsuit against the National Enquirer and Radar Online, which ran articles alleging that Simmons, had undergone sex reassignment surgery. A judge ordered the fitness guru to pay nearly $130,000 in attorney's fees to the media outlets and their publisher, American Media, according to court documents.
How is this normal? How is this a thing that happens?
The defendants had filed a motion in January seeking $220,000. So they even wanted more. Simmons sued the media outlet in May of 2017 after they ran articles claiming he is transgender. A June 2016 cover of the National Enquirer, for example, read, "Richard Simmons, he's now a woman." In the lawsuit, Simmons claimed the outlets published the stories with, quote, calculated malice. They said he had shocking sex surgery, breast implants, hormone treatments, consultations on medical castrations. So they're very clear. And he says, you know, you can't, you're saying this is from credible sources.
He also gave birth to an alien that looked like a bat, right? Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the Enquirer did.
Well, apparently you have to let that go because the judge is saying that being misidentified as transgender does not inherently expose someone to hatred, contempt, ridicule.
Then why are they writing about it?
Yeah, while as a practical matter.
By the way, that news is boring, so why would anyone care?
He says, yes, okay, maybe a portion of the population might care, but the court doesn't recognize that.
Mm-mm.
So because he took them to court for making up lies, he now owes $130,000.
Oh, that's no, that's total bullshit. Because you know what? So many people sue the Enquirer. I think that they need to make laws either that the Enquirer is just can do whatever they want, yeah, because and everyone just has to take it for what it is. It's entertainment. It's silly. It's a storytelling book.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if you're allowed to sue, you're allowed to sue. So what happens? Let me like just here's like a crazy situation that's probably not too crazy. So someone hates Richard Simmons, has hate in their heart for transgender people, and finds Richard Simmons and kills Richard Simmons now because they have found out or believe that he is transgender.
Right.
Cool. It's not the Enquirer's fault.
Well, the thing is the gun law.
Right.
It's just you
arm the teachers. That's what's going on, right?
Perfect. We got it.
Okay.
Solved.
If you're a magazine and you say Richard Simmons gained 500 pounds, could he sue? Or does Richard Simmons all of a sudden have a problem with fat people?
Right. Even though his whole money was made on helping lose weight. But now you're just going to call him an asshole.
Right. But
Richard Simmons got surgery to get Asian looking eyes. No, I didn't. Whoa, we got a problem with Asian-looking eyes over here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's discrimination. Honestly,
him saying Asian-looking eyes? Yeah.
Well, that also.
There's no other way to say that.
Asian-looking. Stop trying to flirt with me. That's terrible. That's discrimination. Yeah. So he can't sue because everyone... Are they trying to make a stand positively?
Yeah,
that's not how that works.
Yeah, they're going, oh my God, Richard, you're such a bigot.
Yeah, transgender is like everyone's going to like you more.
Yeah, right.
That was a positive story about you.
Yeah.
Because people were saying you have fat, but now they're saying you have breast implants.
I mean, yeah, it's not true, but don't be a bigot.
I would rather someone say, as a man, that I got breast implants instead of just gained tit fat.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, that's right. I did get breast implants.
My head would explode in that courtroom. They'd be like, so, Mr. Malley, what's the problem with transgender people?
No.
I don't want to do this.
No.
It's a trap.
Nothing. It's a bonus.
It's such a huge win for the Enquirer. It's like, you get it, everybody. We can say whatever we want.
Right.
There's no way they're not paying that judge.
But then just make a law that the Enquirer can't be sued and they could say whatever. You have to decide either way.
I feel like they can, and we'd just all be like, good.
So then people should just stop suing them. I mean, really, who's getting real news from the Enquirer?
Right. Well, I would see...
Real news?
You hear once in a while a celebrity suing one of these newspapers, whether
it's
the National...
A lot. It's not once in a while.
Okay. A lot. Do you try all the time to sue?
Some people do.
If you're a millionaire, I think I would, because... Why
they do it on the purpose. It's a lot of the time it's the principle, and they want people to know that it's not okay to just slander other people.
Then these celebrities need to start suing all of them. That's what I think.
Right. Look what they get, $130,000, and they're not even a winner. So all of their money is going to be spent.
Yeah, I mean, I would literally just ignore. I mean, I'm like, I don't know if you guys know, I'm like pretty famous, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even look at you in the eyes.
Yeah. Crazy. Please don't. And people are saying to me, you know, I get like a little bit of trolling, you know, some people mm-hmm. like tweet nasty things at me. I get some hate mail.
Congrats. All right.
Thank you so much. Am I going to start suing people? No, I'm not.
No, because
I'm better than that.
You're going to lose a lot of money.
I'm going to lose all the money. I only have, you know, hundreds of dollars at this point. Right. That's not really even valid, because if you take my credit to debt ratio, like, it's not, I have negative a lot of money.
That's comedy's not making you rich.
I don't know why. I chose this career path and I thought I was going to do well.
But Tracy's absolutely right. You either decide that these magazines are bullshit.
You ignore your donor.
And they're allowed to say whatever they want.
Yeah.
Or they can't. And how they're not sued constantly, I don't understand.
Every story is not true.
I guess because of something like this, where Richard Simmons has to pay $130,000 because he didn't just go with it.
Which is so interesting, because in a world where magazines and, you know, paper books,
right,
it's gone. You are siding with the Inquirer, and that's how strong they and their team are. That's the magazine that people are still buying. The thing that everyone knows is trash. They must be.
I never bought it, but I used to work in a tanning salon, obviously. and we used to get all of these trash magazines, and I loved it. I loved reading it, but I would never read it and think, like, here's the news.
I think some people do.
Of course they
do.
Right,
but that's a mental illness that is... It has to be addressed separately from this.
Also, how great are your tanning stories? Sorry, what?
But when you say about National Enquirer,
yes,
making up a story, how about the magazines that do look like they're legit, that you'll see side by side, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston divorced, the very next magazine, Jennifer Aniston remarried last night, the very next magazine, they had twins.
She's still crying over Brad. Like, I'm sure they still have those stories.
Of course you would. If they only had one of those magazines, I would believe that one.
No.
Of course I would.
You can't.
You can just say that somebody gave birth to a cow? How can you just say that? Now, obviously you can.
Apparently.
But of course people believe these.
Yeah,
of course
they do.
That, honestly, if you, okay, so when I talked a little bit about lying.
There should be some kind of badge on the magazine that says,
like, this isn't true. This is a storybook.
We checked on this.
Yeah. I talked a little bit about lying on the marathon, right? You asked everyone, like, their biggest lies. Mm-hmm. And I used to tell a few lies that I feel like were so outrageous and outlandish that if you believed it, you were the asshole.
Oh, God. And you love April Fool's Day? Ugh.
I don't love April Fool's Day, but I just feel like when I was 16 and I told you I was 25... I mean, if you believe me, maybe you were a little dumb.
Or maybe you just wanted to sleep with you.
Right. Right. But whose fault? It's not my fault that you believed something that was clearly not true. And I feel the same way about the Inquirer. You're telling me that someone gave birth to an alien and you're believing it, then maybe it's you. Maybe this is a you problem and not an Inquirer problem. Maybe the fan base of the Inquirer that is taking this seriously needs to be in some kind of home. They need to be contained together in some kind of facility.
But you keep bringing up National Enquirer. How about any
Star.
Of these? Okay.
I don't even remember what half of these things were called because they're gone now.
We don't go to the supermarket anymore.
Right. When was the last time you actually went? I mean, I go to Trader Joe's and they don't have tabloids, so I don't really know.
Well, I have three women back there and not one of them knows a magazine either. So maybe you're
right. Well, because they're scamming you out of money for cornhole.
Tanning salons.
Us,
say.
No, not. I was gonna say Us Weekly, but that is all true. Sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. Your Us Weeklies, your Peoples. What's the difference? There's no difference.
But this is what I mean. If you want to believe all these things, also a lot of it's clickbait. Let's get real. A lot of it's clickbait.
You watch Teen Mom?
Do I?
The Us Weekly. They love Teen Mom.
Yes.
Us Weekly.
In Touch.
In Touch
is the one. They have an entire section.
Yes.
Dedicated to Teen Mom.
Do they get it right?
A lot of times, yes. Mm. A lot of times, yes. There are a few, just from having the podcast and, you know, kind of like really closely watching these things, I have contacts that are on the show. And if I have contacts that are on the show, me just being like a peasant, these people that are in higher places than me definitely have inside information.
Some peasant, aren't you talking on MTV about Teen Mom now?
It's not a big deal.
Interesting.
It's really not a big deal. But yeah, I mean,
except it's such a big deal. You guys, such a big deal. Watch I'm MTV so and watch Tracy Carnazzo.
So excited. Teen Mom After Show.
So sometimes these are right in the magazines and sometimes they're not.
Why? Right. But even when they're right, the titles are outrageous. And then you read it and you're like, okay, so for example, right, there was a show that was supposed to come out. It was called Teen Mom New Jersey and it never aired. They shot it because it never aired.
They know.
Because they're like, yeah, it's New Jersey. You're all Jersey. Trash. We get it. We get it. You're having underage children. No one cares. So the article was, the headline was, Teen Mom Canceled Forever. I almost threw up when I saw that article. Right. I clicked it and it was like very unclear in the first paragraph. But then you read it and you're like, oh, Teen Mom New Jersey got canceled before it aired. That's not news.
Right.
Everything is clickbait. Everything is clickbait.
Don't click it. Just retweet that.
Yeah. Just also, I mean, who cares? Eventually the real stuff comes out.
You never read a magazine and learn something. One of these gossip magazines.
I got to tell you, I usually have it before. I usually know it before. Like when articles come out, I'm like, I knew that already.
Right. So sometimes they are true.
Right. But what I'm saying is they try to even when it's real, they present it in a, and it's like a false advertising kind of thing.
I follow, but okay.
Teen Mom New Jersey did get canceled.
No,
did Teen Mom get canceled forever? No.
So you're okay with this? You're okay how the magazines are out there? It's buyer beware.
There are people out there that get enjoyment out of it. It is entertainment. It is a story. It is a soap opera. It is drama. My life revolves around these things.
Would you feel like a piece of shit if you were an editor of one of these magazines?
No, I would love to be. I would love to be a paparazzi too.
Really?
Yes.
They never go too far?
I have a little bit of a relationship with In Touch Weekly.
Okay.
And I am hoping that, you know, I could work with them in the future.
Okay. And you would...
And I'm not even saying that. Like, I mean that truly. Like, I've always been... I used to have a picture of J-Lo. And you remember when she married that guy? What was it? Was it the dancer? He was like a Spanish guy. I think his name was Chris Judd or something. I cut out a picture of them and I had it on my planner in high school. Like, I used to use them as scrapbook art. I've always loved tabloids. Do I believe it? No, but it's fun to pretend.
Right. When Princess Di was killed.
Okay, that's a little different. Okay. That's like...
Right. Murder is too much.
Murder is where I draw the line.
Okay.
But everything else that's fun, when Britney shaved her head, come on.
Right. That's a good time.
That was a good time.
Okay, she's begging you to stop it. What,
now we have Facebook, though, which is amazing. And you get to watch things like unravel. You get to watch people unravel.
I just like the accent on, I draw the line at murder.
Bowls. Yeah.
Drama
is fun. I don't care who you are. Drama is fun. And if you don't like it, you're a stick in the mud.
I mean, we have shows called Teen Mom.
Right.
And then we talk about children having babies.
Right.
In gossip form. I think we're all going to hell, guys.
That's fine, though.
And everything's fine.
Do you worry about, are books lying to people?
I'm sure there are lying books. Are all books the truth?
What are we talking about?
That is a really general statement. Are books lying to people?
This is why I stick with movies.
I read the deal.
Everybody's reading for no fucking reason. If you don't read, I see all these little memes. If a guy doesn't have a bookshelf, then he doesn't have a working penis.
My goodness.
And you're like, you know what? Why bother? No, for what?
Do you read? You don't read books?
Never.
You just read manuals.
I read movies.
I read movies.
That's what I read.
You read instructions.
Yes.
I'm going to bring you my new microwave manual.
I do love me.
I should have brought you.
I know how to work everything.
Should have brought you something.
Name something.
Stove.
I can work it.
Portable dishwasher. I have two.
Never blinks.
What?
The time.
I have two of them side by side.
Yeah?
Yeah. I load one because you can only, it's like half the size of a regular dishwasher. So I load one, I run it. And then as soon as that's finished, I let that dry, open the door, and then I put that next one in.
What does your bill look like?
Who knows? I don't know. The right. Water bill or the electric bill? Electric bill's not hard.
I don't know if I'd admit I was dating you either. That's strange.
What, because she does the dishes? You're welcome.
Why? Because I take proper care of men. Because I cook and I clean. And I keep a very tidy household. And I always have... Everything's fine.
Have you ever been... Has your boyfriend ever been talking to somebody? You come over.
Right.
And how does he react? Is he Does he, is he like,
hey, I don't think I would ever approach him if he was talking to someone.
Because
why? I don't know.
Because why?
Would I, like, if he was having a conversation with someone and I approached him, I think he would continue having the conversation and pretend that I wasn't there.
Right.
Everything's fine though, right?
No, you're happy.
I'm happy.
One time, okay, it's like 20 years ago, I was dating this guy, and as far as I knew, we were exclusive. I surprised him one time, knocked on his door, and I was like, hey, what's up? And there was a vibe, but nobody said anything, and nothing was going on. But he was having lunch or dinner, I don't remember what time is it, with a female friend, right?
Oh.
And like, I don't know, that seemed okay, except that I joined them, and I was like, am I on their date? And I was so young that I didn't know how to bring it up. And I was like, but they're adults. Like, I really think I was thinking this. I was like, they're both like older than me. They're not saying anything. She's not saying anything. So she's not mad. Like, no one was talking and I didn't know how to pursue anything. So we all just ate together.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
Then, oh, it gets worse. Then he's like, I got to drop her off at home. And I'm like, yeah, that seems reasonable. I'm going to leave. And then I was like, I'm not going to leave. I feel funny. I'm going to wait here for you when you come back. He comes back and I'm like, I guess I got to talk about this. I've never talked about anything before in my life. This is like maybe my second boyfriend ever. And so, oh God. So he comes back and I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say the word vibe.
Right.
I don't know how to say, like, I know your dick wasn't out and her tit wasn't out, but I felt something and all we did was eat. And so before I could really say anything, he goes, I feel like you're mad at me and I don't know what I did. And he starts crying.
Mm.
And I did the move that, like, what I learned guys do. Someone starts crying, you take it back. You're like, of course not. Of course you didn't do anything. Like, yeah, of course. All of a sudden, I am like, hand on him, like, are you okay?
Apologizing.
All of a sudden.
Did I make you upset?
It's about, is he okay? And I walked away from that going, adulthood is weird. And I don't know if I have a boyfriend.
Or you met his girlfriend.
Right.
Or his wife.
Right. Or, who the fuck knows?
Did you ever get to the bottom of it?
Yeah, I grew up and went, wow, he cheated on me a lot.
Oh, so at the time. You,
that was it.
That was it.
That was the
end. You were like, I'm so sorry I questioned you about the lady you were fucking right before I got here.
Because it became an emotion. Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. The vibe might have been a smell. I don't know.
No, I understand. I was talking to an ex-boyfriend of mine from when I was much younger, one of the garbage men that I dated.
Mm-hmm.
We were chatting the other night and I said, remember when I slept over and I found panties in the bottom of your bed? Mm. They were red lace panties, size medium. Never forget. Mm-hmm. And you told me that they were your sisters.
Oh, wow. I would sooner tell you that I never clean up.
Right. And I was like,
sister,
you're fucking your sister? And he was like, yes. Oh. And he went with it. And then someone else had told me, like, yeah, I heard he hooks up with his sister. And I was like, wait, what? And I think it was just like someone trying to cover for him. And I think he could have just said, like, I'm cheating on you. But now I think, like, the whole neighborhood believed that he was sleeping with his sister. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I think, and I said it to him recently, and he's like, oh, I think I meant my sister's friend.
He was trying to
backpedal. And I was like, it's okay. It was like 15 years ago. That's fine. Yeah.
It's funny when they have to keep the lie going 15 years later. I mean, I don't remember exactly. This was a decade and a half. I think I meant my sister's friend and not.
When I said it, you didn't hear me say friend.
Right. I think I didn't mean
that. Because you were crying too hard. No, he actually used to tell me all the time, like, I can't believe you never cry. I never used to cry when he would cheat on me. I waited for him one night to get off of work and I waited in front of his house because I think I was mad at him and he pulled up with a girl. And I took my earrings out and I told my friend to wait in the car. She was with me. And I chased him down the block and I was going to kill him. And then I got back in my car and we had a high speed chase for like a really long time.
Is this in Queens?
Yeah, obviously. This is in Ozone Park.
Oh,
he's a garbage man, of course. It's the same guy.
Wait, he's actually a garbage man?
Yeah, he's still a garbage man. He's ready to retire now.
Oh, no, I just thought he was a garbage
person. No, he's a sanitation worker.
Oh, I see. I thought he was just one of the garbage.
No, he's a great guy. Yeah.
Well, this is why you're ready to be paparazzi. Yeah.
Here's another one. Exactly. Here's another one. Same guy. Oh, my God. I can't believe how much.
Now that you're saying this out loud, right?
Well, I already knew. Like, by the time I got to be his age when I was dating him, mm-hmm. I was like, everything unlocked. Right. I was just like, what a cheating fight the whole time. The whole time.
I just thought he had a lot of sisters. I thought he had a big family. My cousins.
Which one was this one? Oh, yeah. Okay. I think he was driving. I don't remember. But one of his friends that I had met and hung out before, we weren't exclusive at this time. Mm-hmm. And I think I actually was seeing someone too. I don't remember. But what I didn't know is this girl is another person he's seeing. And I'm like, come on, one at a time, man. Like, I don't know. It was weird. And he wasn't telling me. And so, but I thought it was normal. We're just hanging out. They're friends. But when he was dropping her off, they kissed on the lips.
Were you in the car?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this situation?
Yeah, well, people have friends.
You know what I would have done? I would have leaned over and kissed her on the lips too. Like, oh, I thought we were just doing this. I thought we were just like super friendly. Because like when I worked in theater, right? Everyone used to kiss each other on the lips.
Yeah,
I would have kissed her on the lips too.
So stuff like that. I didn't, you know, I was like, oh, far be it from me for being like tight ass and not understanding that some people kiss on the mouth.
Right.
And I have seen, I've seen people kiss their mothers on the mouth.
Right.
Like, all kinds of shit, right? So I'm just like, huh, okay, that was weird. And I actually decided to talk to him about it, which was, you know, I was learning how to talk about shit like that. And so I was like, look, you know, I get that we're seeing other people, blah, blah, blah. But could you not put me in the same car and see us in the same day? And if that is a prison, because you can like run into people and
you could have passed the baton.
Yeah, but also, like I would see people and then sometimes we were in the same venue because we might be like,
right,
fine, but just don't be disrespectful about it. And I could see now, of course, in hindsight, his face shift like I got caught, but then he fixed it super quick and then went, oh yeah, but we're not, you know what I mean? Like whatever, making that okay. And right. I was just like, and now we're great.
Right.
You know, I just go,
Hemda, that was my mom.
We did that. Your mom's black.
Have you known? Yeah, I was adopted and it's sensitive. Oh,
well, she was a fun gal. Nice person, your like mom. You've
never seen people kiss their children on the mouth?
Oh, so stupid. Like all this stuff for years. And when we first started this podcast, I remember talking, I was like, I'm friends with all my exes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never been cheated on, never cheated. And like, as we talk more about stuff, I'm like, let's be real. I got cheated on all the time. I just didn't want to be a girl who gets cheated on. So I was like, no, that's normal. Next.
So you kind of pretended in your head that it wasn't happening.
I was pretending.
You were in a little bit of denial.
With them. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. Fun times. Then, okay, since we're on a roll. It wasn't working out. Obviously, it was never going to work out. But as I came to visit him, he's being really weird. He's literally mopping his floor. And I'm at the foot of his door.
Okay.
He's mopping. I'm like, in my head, I go, you can't stop mopping. And I think I might have said it. And he's like, well, I have so much shit to do. I'm like, we're breaking up. Can you stop mopping?
He was like, I'm mopping up the cum that I just spilled right. with this other girl that I'm fucking who's
honestly,
here.
Probably, right? She's behind the door. And I'm
meet
just
Darlene.
Like, hi, sweetheart. Yeah. So again, by the way, I was 19. He's 27. I do think there's like a little, and
I think that's a perfect age difference.
It wasn't, you know, it would be if I had a little bit more, it would be fine if I had more experience mm-hmm. with men in general. He had so much more experience that the age actually did matter.
What's the age difference?
8 years.
I think that's perfect.
What are the ages?
19 and 27.
No.
Why? I think that's great.
That's terrible.
It's questionable. It raises a flag. It's
exclamation point.
I was still living with my parents. He had already like.
So when I was 20, my boyfriend was 36.
And?
You should know that that's not
that worked out. We're still together. We're still together.
So he's mopping the floor. I don't think he had the balls to break up with me, even though I think that's what he wanted. He's like, I think we should take a break. And I'm like, well, since you're mopping the floor, I guess we are already taking a break. So I don't know. It seems like you're already
Let's take
on
a break. Let's have a Twix.
Right.
You're on 5 breaks right now. So, I mean, obviously we were meant to break up because as soon as we broke up, like I think I made out with someone like the next day and he slept with someone. And
yeah, but when you're 19, that's what you do though.
Oh yeah, whatever.
You know
yeah.
how many things I was devastated about when I was a teenager? Like devastated.
Oh, I was devastated about
And then
this,
like the next day, I just like bounced back real quick.
But I wasn't bouncing back. I just like making out with people.
Yeah.
I think that just puts me more into my disease.
Me too.
Like now I just want release and I know how to get it from men, you know?
Right.
So now I'm just like,
it's
prowling.
The attention, right? The attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, this guy will make out with me. So when we met again, first of all, he's like, you didn't call me. I was like, we were on a break. I don't know. You don't.
We were on a break.
Yeah. So he calls me. We get together. I'm like, yeah, I made out with someone because he asked. And he's like, I slept with someone. And he goes, and he's upset. He's like, he was more upset about me making out. Like, oh my God, how are we going to.
You know what that's called? Gaslighting.
That is called, we super duper broke up. And I tried not to look back.
Oh man.
It was so. I was in such denial. I was brokenhearted about it because this was a person who presented themselves as the first person that I understood as like a gentleman, mm-hmm. He had quote female qualities. Okay. And you know, we grew up in Queens.
Sure.
So guys are tough guys, mm-hmm. and they don't say like soft things. This was the first guy that I heard say soft things and I didn't think he was soft.
Right.
That was a big deal.
So you
to
had
me.
A nice little connection.
Yeah. So it was part of my turning point. And I understood it later on in my life. I get what I got from that relationship.
Right.
But I didn't realize as a kid, and this is for the kids listening out there, that you can use like hippiedom to, you know, because with my father and the tough guys in Queens, Manhattan, Brooklyn, they're so obvious about their toughdom, mm-hmm. that you're like, oh, you're just like kind of a piece of shit. I'm going to make out with you. We're going to do some shit. But like, I know you're a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. You're fetishizing their masculinity.
You wear it, you know? Yes. It just like everything about you is a fucking gorilla. And like, I'm attracted to it. Let's just make out. Please stop talking.
Right.
But this guy was like, wasn't like any other man I had ever met. And
dynamic.
You know what? Looking back, no.
Right.
I'm
but you thought he was.
Yeah.
You
so
thought it was dynamic.
Just heads up. I'm sure everybody knows this by now. And I'm just, you know, some idiot who's talking from like a long time ago. But for men to manipulate from a place of, I think like that's how you enter cults. Like, oh, look at all this compassion and blessings and
yes.
like love. And you're fine being who you are, and no, I don't think you're fat. And
right,
like,
well,
you know,
narcissists, they say, are some of the most charismatic
yes,
people.
Yes.
So that's kind of what you're touching on. I get it.
Yeah, lots of contradictions of mm-hmm. what he said and did.
They
and
try to confuse you.
Yeah, very confusing.
It's gaslighting. It's a total textbook gaslighting.
Very confusing.
Keith, do you know that you don't have to call it divorce? You could call it super duper breakup.
I did switch to my ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's
divorce. No,
from my life,
not me. Yeah, you got gaslit.
I got gaslit.
You got set the fuck on fire.
We didn't gaslighting. I just heard of like 2 or maybe 3 years ago, and what? But I heard from for years. This is how I understood men taught. Like all they do is gaslight.
Yeah.
It's
they don't even know that they do it. I don't really believe that everyone that does it knows they do it.
But this is why I feel like I look intense in a relationship, because I'm like, what you said doesn't match the other thing. And people start going like, oh my God, this is exhausting. And I'm like,
right, because now you're crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what my therapist tells me all the time. Because I say like,
well, he's right.
She.
I wonder.
Ooh.
Keith, why don't you after this?
Shh. Let me tell you about Marina, okay? So my therapist tells me all the time, you know, I'll say like, am I being crazy? Am I being pushy? Am I asking for too much? And she always says like, asking for what you deserve is not crazy. And people try to make you think that you're crazy. And it's not just in relationships.
Yeah, it was so easy back in the day to make me feel like I was crazy. So easy.
But women get really sensitive about it, I think.
Yeah.
About being crazy, because you don't want to be called crazy.
So then you agree and you become agreeable.
You don't question.
Yeah.
I was out with my cousin, Hemda.
Mm.
And then you ask, like, is that really your cousin? And I'm like, what are you, crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this crazy bitch questioning me. That was my mother I was kissing on the mouth.
God.
Crazy. Don't question me who my mother is.
Maybe I meant it was my mother's friend I was kissing. It was so long ago.
I don't know. She's a medium. That's all I know.
Hey, stop whatever you're doing. I don't care if this is rude. I got to tell you about something.
Okay.
It's a podcast. It's called Blank Check. If you love movies, are into directors, this is something you want to see. They call it Blank Check.
Sounds expensive.
No, it's free for you.
Oh.
They talk about a director that did one of their first major movies, then was afforded the so-called blank check to make another movie, and how that panned out. For example, the great M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh, Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. So he gets a blank check You can do whatever you want now. He makes The Happening. Mm. It's vomitous. Then you have a Christopher Nolan who does Batman Begins. He gets a blank check, does Inception, goes through the roof. So, you know, if you're a cinephobe, you're into these movies.
Cinephobe.
I'm scared of movies. If you're scared of movies or love movies, if you're passionate either way about movies, you want to check this out. One of the hosts is the star of Amazon's The Tick, Griffin Newman.
Ooh.
And the other one is the Atlantic senior film critic, David Sims.
Mm.
And they have comedians on. They have critics on. They get down and dirty. Okay, check it out. Blank Check.
Where can I find it?
I don't know, Hemda. I mean, what the fuck year is this? I got to tell people. Okay. Listen to Blank Check on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like laughable.com?
What are you going to get? Walmart? Where you get podcasts? If you want to follow Tracy on social media, look up Trixie Tuzini. And here's what I say.
What?
If you want to add a little drama into your relationship, everybody starts saying how much you love her.
Do it. How I'll retweet
funny,
you.
Funny, how attractive.
Post a picture of me on your Instagram.
Yes.
Do it.
The website is tracycarnazzo.com.
Just added a whole bunch of new dates.
Hello.
I'll be down in Raleigh at the Oak City Comedy Festival in May.
Okay.
Throwing that out there.
Okay.
April 15th, April 14th, she'll be at Tender Trap.
Yeah, oh, just fun. Added those to my little website.
All right.
April 14th was already on my website.
Right. No, you're on top of it, right?
Super on top of everything. That's who I am.
You have a planner now.
Yeah, I do. It's write, rose gold.
You write down dates.
With a pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I said, Tracy said, where's this show at that I'm going to be at? And I'm like, look at you. You don't even give a fuck.
No.
Like, you're not even embarrassed.
No.
You're like, well, where's it at? And I'm like, you have an email on it. I don't know if I do. You don't even
But you know what? Who searched their email?
Me, after I said.
It was me. And I screenshotted the email. And I said, oh, look at that. Yeah. There it is.
And then you were proud of that. That's the kicker. Well, if you're not going to tell me, I'm going to tell you. And then
listen,
you told
me. Listen, I reserved the dates for you guys. I reserve them in my head.
Thank you. You had the wrong year.
Do you really are people really memorizing dates? Because I get people saying like, "Oh, I forgot."
And they can't either.
No, I forgot. I write everything down.
Yeah, what are you forgetting? Why are you memorizing anything?
Yeah, no, you can't do that. My brain is very small storage. My brain's like 8 gig. Really small storage. I have a few dick pics and just like three of my next comedy dates, and that's it.
Right. That HD dick takes up a lot of space.
I have like one screenshot of a text message.
Well, Tracy, you're always fun. I'll tell you that much. Okay. I'm sorry after this you have to go home. But
same.
Is this gonna last?
What, the relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Okay.
All right. We're getting married. Yeah. You heard it here first.
You probably are.
My friend Robbie told me that if I want to break up with my boyfriend at any time, any boyfriend ever, you just tell him you're ready for a baby in marriage. So that's always in my back pocket.
Teen mom.
Right. There you go. There's your lesson.
I mean, if you watch that, checks out.
Yeah. KeithandTheGirl.com.